Today is Monday, February 24th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Tortilla Chip Day. Tortilla chip. Tortilla chip. That's it. I thought there was going to be more. It's just National Tortilla Chip Day. That's it. That's all you get. Eat a tortilla chip. That's all I got for you. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Oh, I'm recording this late on a Sunday evening. I think Mark is a little bit irritated with me that I'm recording it now because I've been gone. So let's go back. Let's go back a little bit. It's time to cover the weekend. So let's go back a little bit. So we recorded Mix Minus on Friday night, and Mark thought he had to volunteer, or thought he was volunteering for the musical, Book of Mormon, a traveling Broadway show, Book of Mormon. And it turned out he didn't. So he and I hung out, had dinner together, and then I was early. I was about 8. Well, I was upstairs about 8:30. But I'm burpy, and I don't know why, because I haven't eaten anything. But anyway, so I got here about 8:30 to the studio. I think I logged on to the Zoom about 8:45. Daniel kind of drug in at some point. And then we went ahead and did the show. And then I was so excited because Auntie Scott, and maybe Auntie Scott, he's probably not, but Auntie Scott might be listening to this very podcast because he was wanting to avoid anything kind of news related or, you know, anything that would kind of stir up feelings of events that none of us want to think about. And anyway, I was so excited because we haven't seen Auntie Scott in so long, and I've now seen him in person twice. I feel like we're friends. If I lived out in Woodland Hills, they might not want me to come over, but I think I would just, I'd be like, hey, Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew, let's have dinner. And I wonder if they would come over to our place if we had a house there. I assume they would. But even if not, I could say, hey, I'm going to come over and let's cook together. You know, that would be fun. Anyway, so I really had missed him. And plus, we have so many things alike. You know, we're basically, he is me 20 years from now. Or I am him 20 years ago. Either way, whichever one. You guys could have seen me in Murder, She Wrote, is all I'm saying. So we finished up. We needed to finish up right at 10:30 my time, which is 11:30 Daniel's time. We were in 3 different time zones. It was crazy. So then Auntie Scott joined. We were just finishing up the show when he joined the Zoom, and then we went right into Three's a Crowd that Daniel called Three's Company, which is not correct. And yeah, I think it was a good show. We talked about old TV shows for the next one because we're going to drag him in once a month, or I'm going to try to. And so that's so I get to see him once a month. But we're going to, so I said, okay, we're going to watch, let's pick a black and white TV show that we can watch an episode of. And Daniel hates black and white. He's like, okay, I'm going to get that episode colorized somehow. I don't know. I use AI to colorize it. So we're going to watch, I have it written down somewhere, but it's an episode of Twilight Zone. I remember my dad used to watch Twilight Zone. I've seen some episodes when I was younger, but it's been a long time. And then they had a color version, like a more recent version of the Twilight Zone. And they also had something called The Outer Limits, I want to say, which was also like a spinoff of Twilight Zone, or at least they called it kind of a spinoff of Twilight Zone. So we did that. And then I went to bed rather late because we didn't finish until around 12:45, 1 a.m. my time. And I have to kind of wind down. And I was hungry. So, and it had snowed. And so there was snow on the road. But I ordered DoorDash and it was delivered right around the time that we finished. I was so glad that because I was trying to time it so that it would arrive roughly around the time that we finished so that I wasn't up too late. But then I started a new TV show. I started the show called Watson on CBS. I think it was on Paramount. Anyway, so that would be a CBS TV show. And I don't know yet. There's only a couple episodes available. It just started in January. So I don't know yet whether I can recommend it. We will see. I'm interested is what I can say, but it hasn't hooked me at the moment. And anyway, so. Oh, the window's open. I'm like, why am I hearing something? I have the window open because it gets so hot up here in the studio. And I heard a car driving. I was like, what? Because I don't normally hear it that clearly. It's like, what am I hearing? Is my house falling down? So anyway, we recorded and then I went to bed. I ate and then I went to bed. I watched Watson. I went to bed around 2, something like that. And then I don't know exactly what time I got up, but I got up, I cooked breakfast, I want to say, and Mark and I played Pokemon a little bit. And then we had we had two things, actually. We had a show, but before the show, so we had Book of Mormon. And before Book of Mormon, the bar staff or the bartender staff at the theater teach classes on how to make the individual cocktails. Because every show, and they're not always great, but sometimes they're really good. It's hit or miss, I will say. But they always have a specialty cocktail with each show. And they try to theme it on the show. Like if they did, I don't know, if Wicked was coming through town. I don't think Wicked has come through town. I'm trying to remember. Hamilton has come through. Lion King has come through. We were there to see Book of Mormon, so obviously that's come through. I don't think Wicked has come through because I feel like we would have seen it. We've seen Wicked in New York, but regardless, let's pretend that Wicked came through. They would make a green drink. You know, and there would be some flavor that would be reminiscent of, I don't know, something from the movie. And so the bar staff, and I've never had a cocktail class before, but it's really what you think it would be. They're like, here is the equipment that we are going to use. Here's a jigger and somebody's going to cut that out, but a jigger, we had a Japanese jigger and he was there's something different about a Japanese jigger, but he was like, this is 2 ounces, this is 1 ounce, etc., etc., and here's the shaker and yada yada yada. And evidently the shakers we normally use at home with a cap or trash, and they never use them at bars. You need 2 cups and then a separate strainer is basically it. So, and then they put a recipe up on there and there are snacks. There's some charcuterie on the side and you can eat and you're at a table. We were at a table with a couple of ladies and a guy and his wife or girlfriend or a girl and her husband. I don't know. But anyway, so we were there and they were fun. And we had there was a whole setup where like, we had, I don't know how to describe it, but each place setting had a mat that had the ingredients listed, like cream, lemon juice, sparkling water, club soda, blah, blah, blah. And the ingredient was actually on top of the thing, so you could not get it wrong, pretty much. And we were making extras, you know. He's like, oh, here's how to make this one. It was 2 different drinks, and I had probably 3 of the first one and 2 of the second one or something. So we were all making extra drinks, and we were having a good time by the time it was over. It was just about 45 minutes or an hour. And then the show was at 8. So the class was at 6:30. We were done by 7:30. And then, but I think I enjoyed it. I would do it again. It was an experience. And free air quotes drinks. Didn't need to buy a drink before the show. And the show was great. We love Book of Mormon. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's definitely in my top 5, but I bet it's in my top 3. And I'm struggling to think of something I like better than Book of Mormon, to be honest. So it might be my number 1 at the moment, but it's just so funny. And there are some parts in the music that the voices are so good. I mean, obviously, I guess it depends on who the company is that's performing it. But the music, I really enjoy the music as well. And you're just laughing the whole time. It is a little bit uncomfortable at times because I'm always affected by what other people might be in the room. And I'm like, oh my God, there've got to be some conservative people here. What are they thinking right now? You know, because there are some parts. And they say fuck a lot in that musical. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.